Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's get a little bit serious right now. And right now I speak to John Day. He's a US attorney at law, unpacking the Donald Trump apparent assassination attempt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. My gosh, there's just, it's always very exciting in the United States, isn't it? And here
well,
from...
Yeah, I mean it's a crazy election. We're seeing at rapid pace of high speed things happening, and now this, which is it's really broken everything up and shaken people, and no one really quite knows what the effect is going to be.
So it sounds like a movie, you know, the Secret Service, they see this rifle sticking out from the shrubbery. It's not even the bushes, it's the shrubbery. And what do we know? What do we know about this assassination? Firstly, do we know that it was an assassination attempt?
Well, I mean, that's what the presumption is, because here's a guy who has got an AK-47 with a scope. He's got a couple of backpacks. He has a GoPro camera. And it's unclear whether he actually gets a shot off or whether the Secret Service protects the, you know, the law enforcement that protects the president and ex-presidents, they took some shots at him, and then he escapes in a black Nissan, and there's a chase down a highway in Florida, and he gets pulled over and detained. And there are a lot of facts that are unclear. It's unclear whether he actually got any shots off. But you're right. It's amazing that the agent could see a gun barrel sticking out of the shrubbery at Donald Trump's golf course. I mean, this is the second time in 2 months, of course, you know, that something like this has happened. And it's unsettling, and people are still trying to figure out what this means. Is it the start of more political violence in this country, or is it just isolated? We don't know.
Yeah, I think that it's not as random as we would like to think. You know, after the first assassination attempt, we saw this massive swell of support from people who were either fence sitters or who were Democratic supporters previously. And all of a sudden, there was this massive swell of support after the first assassination attempt. I think it's going to be all of 5 seconds before Trump's detractors are going to say this was a setup. Even after the last one, they were saying that this was a setup.
Yeah, that's certainly floating around online, those concepts. But you know, what we know about this guy that they've arrested is that he was critical of Trump online. He apparently fought in the Ukraine. He went to the Ukraine, and it seems like he was there supporting the Ukraine war. I guess it seems like he's had been a very vocal critic of Trump for his Ukraine policy. But there's so much that we don't know yet about this. And the effect it's going to have. I mean, is it going to change anyone's mind? Is everyone already in the election here in the States? Has everyone's mind already been made up? Is there going to be some kind of shift on the second assassination attempt? It's all shaking out, and there's so much we don't know.
John, what's your feeling about the, once I've got you online, I always listen to your reports with Howard Feldman. What's your feeling about how the debate went between Harris and Trump?
Well, and you know, of course, this just wipes that sort of off the public spectrum, this assassination attempt. But the debate, I think watching it was clear Trump was not prepared. He took all the bait that Kamala Harris offered. He bit at every single time, which is, that's the question. Is he slowing down? Is he affected by age the way that Biden was now? Is he the old guy in the race who's not able to manage to get through a debate? But it was pretty devastating in a lot of ways, because he seemed to be not in command. He let Kamala Harris run the show. And I think everyone who watched it objectively said that she won. And it raised all sorts of questions about his abilities and his skills. And then, of course, that was the story up until today, with now the second assassination attempt. So the stories are changing. The narrative here is changing so rapidly. I mean, the news cycle is about 5 seconds long, it seems like.
Yeah, very interesting. I was listening to the debate, and I think that the point at which she won was right at the beginning when she went up to him, shook his hand and said, Kamala. She went into his space. And I just thought, this is... After that, he could only be on the back leg or the back foot.
Yeah, he was on the defensive from that moment on. You know, his supporters feel like he made good points. He talked policy, where she was not so much focused on policy, but she was making points in a stylistic way.
Yeah.
But the fact is that he nibbled at every single, you know, bait that she offered, and that kind of sunk him.
Yeah, completely. I want to know who prepped her. I want that person's name. I want to chat to them. John Day, thank you very, very much. And just stay safe. And thank you so much for always being available to us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's U.S. Attorney at Law John Day.